Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's say you win the Powerball tonight.
Okay.
Would you take the lump sum of $596 million or would you take $49 million per year paid over 29 years? Oh!
They have an opinion. For me, this is easy.
You are asking the right guy. Mr. Money over here.
Yeah, for me, this is easy.
Okay, what is it?
Lump sum every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, I might be dead in a week.
But a lot of people screw this up, right? They get the lump sum and then they blow all their money on some stupid restaurant or, well, Michael, you know this.
Relatives.
Yeah, restaurants and stuff like that. It's easy to blow through that money fast.
Cousins.
Yeah, what you have to do, and I'm glad Michael's here because I watch this play out every year because I sit right next to Michael.
Yeah.
His phone will ring at least once a week. And he'll see that the number is from the Bahamas.
Yep.
And he'll look at me and he'll go, uh-oh, somebody needs money.
Yeah.
And they'll call and Michael will be very nice to him and he'll say, you got to call Julie. She's in charge of all the money. And then Julie just tells him, sorry.
Shovel it off on Julie. Yeah. I don't blame you.
Not all the time, but I do have to clear it with her a lot.
What about you, Michael? $1.2 billion. Do you take the lump sum of $596 million or $49 million per year?
It's a great question, and I think most people would take the lump sum. And that way, because you don't know how long you're going to live. Now, honestly, let's say you take the payout over the years. Does that go to your
heirs?
Your heir.
No,
I don't know the answer to that.
It doesn't. Only to you.
Oh, well, then there's...
I think it's only to you.
I don't even know if I've got 29 years, so I'm taking the lump sum.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you've got 29 years?
Hell no.
I don't think I do.
I'd be happy with 9 years.
Come on, you guys are in your 50s. You guys can live another 40 years.
No, 57 plus 29.
Is it because of the edibles? They shorten your life?
No. Because of the wine, it shortens yours?
No, actually, they say wine is good
they
for
your health. They do. It's good for your heart.
And they say cannabis is good for stress.
What stress do you have?
Yeah, Mr. Money Man.
Are you kidding me? I'm running Steve Mason Inc.
Exactly.
Steve Mason Inc. I do four podcasts a week. I'm doing the show every day. I'm cranking out a lot of material.
Where does the stress kick in?
What stress? So you go on six vacations a year.
Yeah.
That's
the most
exotic
places.
Because of stress.
Yeah, six. That's like
You got to take the $500 million. Now, when you take the $500 million, is that after taxes?
That is after taxes.
Yeah, you got to do that.
$596.7 million.
Hey, by the way, Michael, you're going to be happy to hear this. Mace, I don't know if you know this, but Michael's teammate at Minnesota, Kevin McHale.
Yeah, right.
Look what I'm wearing today.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
You know what that means? He went and talked to the Minnesota team, and so that was, instead of paying you, they gave you swag.
They gave me swag.
Nice.
No, but do you know, Mace, even though he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Former Sixth Man of the Year.
Yep.
Lamar Odom, former Sixth Man of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Michael gets traded to the Lakers, even though he's the number one overall pick in the whole draft.
Right.
That's right.
Gets traded to the Lakers, and they say to him, you're coming off the bench.
And I was a starter when I got traded here.
And Michael said, okay, whatever I need to do. Russell Westbrook has been resistant.
He is?
To being a sixth man or to coming off the bench.
You think he still is?
No. Well, I don't think that. He was asked about it yesterday at practice. And Michael, I think you got through to him. Here's what Russ said.
Just being in position, in the right position. When I'm in the right position to be able to help my teammates and make them better, it's beneficial for everybody in my opinion. And my job is to find ways to keep making a team better, whatever that is needed at that night, whether it's assisting, scoring, rebounding, defending. I'm a person that prides myself on doing everything each and every night, and I want to be able to have that trickle-down effect on the guys that I'm on the floor with.
So did one game, successful, really successful game, change his attitude about coming off the bench?
Sure, it looks that way because he's coming with a lot of energy, enthusiasm. He's playing to the crowd, having fun. Looks like he's having fun again. Now, he's this kind of the opposite of you. Because there's no way you would let Ireland lead this show. You always have to
lead. Oh, my God. Michael. You've hit on something.
Mm-hmm.
I have asked many times for Ireland to lead the show.
Really?
Yeah. I would never do it.
Why? He would never do it.
Because you're right. He would check out.
Oh, yeah. No. Absolutely not.
When we met, you said to me, every show has to have a generator and a reactor.
Right.
And I am the generator. You're the reactor. And I don't want to be the reactor. Frankly, I'm not good at it.
Right.
So I always remembered that, and I've never put you in the role of the reactor.
But I would love to be the reactor.
Like
the
maybe reactors. Once a week?
Once a week.
You should do it once a week, Ireland.
Ireland, once a week.
You lead.
No, he would. I'm telling you, he would check out.
No, I would not check out. I'd be totally playing
I'll never
along.
I'll never do it.
Bergman, would I check out? Have I ever checked out of a show?
No, never. Yeah, of course not. Of course not. See, I'm trying to be on your side.
Thank
You're always
you.
Upset when no one's on your side.
What do you think, Bergman? Could Mason adjust to being a relatively
a number
six
two,
man, a six man
a
on the radio?
No, absolutely not.
My ass, I could.
No, we've had the conversation.
The way
no way.
The Rams. Remember the day we did the Rams thing, and I went out with Travis and Slee when we did that, and then I came back, and Ireland was leading the show, and Ramona was here. I was totally in it. I was totally in it as the B.
You could be the B for a day. Maybe even 2 days, but for forever? No, like John.
No,
could,
not forever. I'm saying once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah. Once a week.
We'll see that.
I wouldn't do it. So we'll never find out.
No, right.
But
when you know what? When Ramona comes in one day, let
you
Ramona
want her to be the
be
one,
the
for the
one
whole?
And I'll be the two.
She hates
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
She hates that.
She does hate that. Everybody hates being the one.
No. I don't mind it. But you take so much time off that I get to be the one like 10 weeks a year.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, but probably not.
Ramona
probably
will actually like it if she's
weeks.
Ready, if she's prepared.
Yeah.
If it's just a random, you go, hey, you run the next segment. She's going to be like, oh, I don't know what to do because it's random.
One time we were joking with Ramona that we were going to have her lead.
Yep.
And she got super bent.
Still brings that up.
She goes, this guy, like, you know, is this when we were all during the pandemic?
Yeah.
And you were out.
Yep.
And we said, okay, just as a bit.
Yep.
Momo, you're leading.
Yeah.
And she comes in, she goes, this isn't funny. I will walk out if you make me do this. Seriously. This is,
really?
I'm not in the mood for this. I don't want to do it.
Oh,
blah, blah, blah. I go, all right.
Salty Momo.
Relax. And we just went back to normal. But she doesn't want to
do it. Momo apparently came in one day last week.
Was angry.
And was really angry.
About
were you
what?
Here angry day for Momo?
No, she was probably here for me.
Was that her and Andy Kamenetsky?
Yeah, it was her and A. Kamenetsky.
She got
was
so bad.
What was she mad about?
She was mad about everything.
Oh.
She was mad that her food
Which
didn't
really
come in time.
Isn't her. She's normally always very upbeat.
Yeah. And very sweet. But no, she was mad about her Starbucks order didn't come in on time.
Oh, God.
The lighting was off.
Oh, the lighting was off.
The YouTube was an issue.
The lighting is off.
She must be fighting with Norman.
It was a lot going on.
With Nordberg?
Yeah, whatever his name is.
So, Michael, I don't know if you know about this or not, but I've got a Grubhub addiction. I like to order
Do you know what Grubhub is, Michael?
Yeah, you can order food. They bring it to you, right?
They bring it to you. Yeah, so I have a Grubhub addiction.
That's the way my son Michael lives.
And I said one day, I'm going to change my Grubhub password to something that I can't remember so that I can never use Grubhub again.
Why would you do that?
Because I can't control
He's playing
myself.
Defense that's, against himself.
Well, how often do you order it?
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, that's fine.
Nights.
You got to eat every day, but do you order like six times a day or something?
But bad stuff.
Yeah, he orders
I order
peanut butter cups and donuts.
Stuff like that. All right, so I gave Ireland
peanut
my computer.
Butter cups.
And Ireland has
I said,
set,
if you really mean that, don't set a password yourself. Give it to me.
Right.
I'll set a password. I'll never tell you what it is. So ever since I did it, I've given him one yes or no question.
He's trying to guess the password.
That will help him guess the password.
Oh.
So today, Mace, now that we've explained it to Michael, I think you get a yes or no question, and he gets a yes or no question. Well,
what the password is.
Yeah, that's what you guys are trying to figure out. Mace, what is your yes or no question?
Does it have something to do with Halloween? Oh, no.
No.
I thought the password was going to be I hate Halloween because you said I said it on yesterday's show.
Michael,
did you go back and listen?
Can I just guess what the password is before I ask you? I'm guessing the password is pride for gay pride. P-R-I-D-E.
Pride. Mason doesn't even go to the gay pride stuff. What are you talking about?
Michael, ask a yes or no question.
Listen, I've got great pride.
Right.
June is pride
month. That's what I figured it would be.
Support my LGBTQ brothers and sisters, but no. It's not necessarily my leading.
By the way, I won't even do the pause. No.
No.
Okay. All right.
Can I ask a yes or no question?
Sure. Well, no, I think you'll figure it out, though.
No.
Yeah, don't help him.
So we'll do
all right,
it.
So
wait a minute. How many characters have to be in this password? Like six to eight what? What is it?
so we can
it's
know.
It's something like that.
6 to 8.
Yeah.
Let's go 6 to 8 characters.
6 to 8 characters. All right.
Okay. You're in the neighborhood.
Did you do a bunch of caps and lowercases and all that stuff?
No.
Or is it just all like one? Did you put an exclamation point?
No. There's no punctuation.
Okay.
Does it have something to do?
Oh, you only get one.
That's for the day?
For the day.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Thanks for playing.
Hey, you know what?
Wait, are we allowed to play this before Thanksgiving?
It
did we just cancel
Christmas.
Thanksgiving?
It's officially Christmas. Now, I hate Halloween, but I love Christmas.
Did you cancel Thanksgiving?
No, Thanksgiving, it's okay to have Christmas decorations.
Now, to me, Michael, Christmas starts on Black Friday.
No, wait a minute.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Do you eat Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, sure.
Do you eat stuffing and stuff in bed?
No, that's usually at the table with the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, at the table.
You don't excuse yourself.
I don't invite my family to the bed. No, but for me, I hate Halloween, but I love Christmas. And when I was a kid, Christmas always started very, very early.
How early?
Day after Halloween.
Really?
Does anyone in your neighborhood have Christmas lights
up? Yes, one person. I was like, yeah, they took down the spiders and that cottony stuff off the bushes. They put up Christmas lights. I'm all in.
When are you going to get your tree?
I get a live tree, so I get the tree like a month before.
Yeah.
But I'm putting up decorations this weekend.
Really?
I have a Christmas house.
Are you like Clark? What's that guy's name? Clark?
Griswold.
Griswold. You like Griswold? Put it all over your house?
Yeah. Exactly. Now, Michael, do you know who this is?
Oh, yeah, this is Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. She has declared herself the queen of Christmas. Have you seen this?
She's good.
No.
She's awesome.
Because this song goes to number one.
She's awful good.
During every Christmas season.
Nobody sings my favorite Christmas carol like she does, Oh Holy Night. Man, she is a classic.
See, I don't think she can sing anymore.
What?
Yeah, I don't think she can sing anymore.
Why do you think that?
Because I saw her in concert and I didn't think she could sing. Pretty direct answer.
Auto-tune was off or something?
Auto-tune, I don't know. It was a weird concert, but she did not sound good in that particular show. All right, so
one time I was doing sidelines at MSG,
yep.
And Derek Jeter was at the game with Mariah Carey.
Was he dating her, too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Is one of the many people he dated. And so I'm over interviewing Jeter, and I go, Mariah, what do you think about all this? Couldn't get her to say a word.
She just ignored you?
She smiled and kind of smirked. I go, okay, she's got nothing. Derek, who are you looking at? You know, blah, blah, blah. And he talked about Kobe.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. I think she's just being hard to get.
She was waiting for Christmas. Bergman's like, why?
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, this is a classic.
It's the most beautiful Christmas song there is.
It is. The best, greatest Christmas song ever.
Yeah. You put them into two categories, right? There's the religious Christmas songs, and then there's the more secular songs.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But this is the best.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
the best.
At church, midnight mass. We used to go to midnight mass when I was a kid. So cool on Christmas Eve to go to midnight mass. I still watch the Pope does his midnight mass at the Vatican.
Oh, yeah.
And I always watch that on Christmas Eve. So Christmas season's officially here. I'm okay whenever you guys want to start playing Christmas music. I'm here for you.
How about after Thanksgiving?
Yes, after Thanksgiving.
After Black Friday.
Can we respect Thanksgiving a little bit, please? Thank you.
Apparently not.
All right. Coming up next for you. All right. We're going to do it. What Barkley said about Kyrie, what Shaq said about Kyrie, what the New York Post says about Kyrie, what Jay Williams says about Kyrie. We got all of it. Kyrie covered. We will do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Michael Thompson hanging out today. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
right, what's up, people? We got Lakers basketball coming up for you a little bit later on. Michael Thompson is in studio with us hanging out.
Have you ever, Mace, have you ever seen Zion Williamson play in person?
Not in person.
What? You're not coming tonight?
I'm not.
Mace. He is something.
Man, I told Ireland why.
Why?
It's top secret.
Oh, got some kind of procedure you got to do today?
No, we're going to give him a shout-out in the second quarter.
Oh. How could you not want to come top see secret. Zion, man? This guy's worth the price of admission.
Yeah, no, I look, I will be watching. Weirdly, though, let me ask you guys something. So I've sat where you sit, right? I've sat next to Sliwa and where you guys are sitting.
Yeah. Right.
I'd rather sit where Pepe sits.
I sit where, at the Rams games, I sit where I sit. Now, on at the end of the Rams game, I could see somebody was laying on the turf. I don't know if you saw the end of this.
No.
It turned out to be Cooper Kupp, but while I was there, I had no idea it was Cooper Kupp. I'm sure on TV they were like totally freaking out. Cooper Kupp is down, and they were down 2 touchdowns, 17 points, and they still had him on the field, blah, blah, blah. There's a difference being at a game and watching a game. Sometimes watching a game on TV, you have more information than you do if you're at the game live.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but you get more of an appreciation of how freakish these athletes are when you can see them live in person.
It is weird.
Yeah.
By the way, it is. If you've never been courtside or never stood, I mean, it's surreal.
I don't know in the history of the NBA, Michael, you played against Charles Barkley, so maybe he fits this description, but I don't know if there's ever been a combination of size and quickness that's quite like Zion's.
Well, LeBron. Close. LeBron and Shaq. And Shaq was 300 pounds.
Right, but Shaq was 7 feet tall. I mean, Shaq's a mountain. Zion is, what, 6'7"?
6'6".
And can attack the rim, and you know he's going to attack the rim, and you can't stop him. He's got, in that way, he's a little like Giannis.
It's interesting, but he's different from Giannis because he kind of bounces his way.
And he's bulky. He's like Aaron Donald just running over a safety.
He bounds his way to the basket.
Yeah, and he's got unbelievable moves around the basket.
Yeah, he does. He's very agile.
Can he go right?
Yeah, he can. Yeah, I've seen him go right. He prefers to go left because he's a lefty, but he can go right.
Okay. So let's ask Michael, get your opinion about this. Kyrie Irving has caused a lot of...
Do you want to lay some of this out first before we get Michael's take? Because we've got Barkley. We've got a bunch of people talking about it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going.
Okay, good.
He, Kyrie posted, without commentary, a trailer for a movie that is very anti-Semitic.
Yeah, says the Holocaust was a fake.
What?
Really?
And if, so... The interesting thing is,
a lot of people keep saying that.
It's unbelievable.
It's so offensive.
And so, last year, Michael, when Myers Leonard was playing for the Heat, he was playing a video game on Twitch. What was recorded, and he used a slur that you would use to describe a Jewish person.
Right.
They fined him $50,000, and he immediately apologized and started working with the Jewish Defense League to better understand why what he said was bad. Kyrie has like doubled down. He says, and Charles Barkley last night wasn't having it. Here's Charles on TNT.
I think the NBA dropped the ball.
In what way?
I think he should have been suspended. I think Adam should have suspended him. First of all, Adam's Jewish. You can't take my $40 million and insult my religion. If you're going to insult me, you have the right, but I have the right to say, no, you're not going to take my $40 million. And insult my religion. I think the NBA, they made a mistake. We have suspended people and fined people who have made homophobic slurs. And that was the right thing to do. I think if you insult the black community, you should be suspended or fined heavily, depending. I saw they did the same thing to the kid in Minnesota this year when he made the gay slur.
Anthony Edwards.
I think you should get suspended or fined. I think him acknowledging the Alex Jones thing should have happened with that too, because that dude's crazy. And I can't believe that we ain't talking about that. We're talking about this idiot. And when you say, if I say, hey, I'm agreeing with this movie, this book or whatever, I'm agreeing with it. I'm not going to put, first of all, you know, I don't do any social media, but when you're somebody as great as basketball like him, people gonna listen to you what you say. And there's some fringe people out there, but like I say, I blame the NBA. He should have been suspended.
I said this yesterday. Why haven't they suspended him? It is so weird that they haven't taken some action as a league.
Michael, do you think it's because he was once the VP of the players union? Do you think it's because he didn't comment at all? He just sent the trailer out? Or why did Myers Leonard get the book thrown at him and Kyrie gets nothing?
Because Myers Leonard said some verbally and Kyrie just whatever, attached this thing to his...
retweeted the movie.
If Kyrie would come out and say, yeah, the Holocaust was fake and all that stuff, I think he would be suspended.
So here's what's interesting about this. I think Kyrie had you probably saw the defiant press conference he had, and Nick Friedell went at him and all that stuff. All Kyrie had to say was, oh my God, I can't believe that that's what that movie has in it. It is completely reprehensible and I am so sorry. Mm-hmm. And it moves. Does it not?
Yeah. And I've found the Knicks or the Nets tactic of basically not letting him talk as weird.
Is that his strategy or
the Nets
Knicks?
Have not the made Nets. Him available for the last 2 days. And they have no media availability today. So today will be three. They had games on Monday and Tuesday. And today is day three of his. The last time he did media was with the Nick Friedell thing.
Right.
And Sean Marks said yesterday it just didn't go well, and we want things to calm down.
Here's what Jay Williams said this morning on the Get Up show about generally the Knicks situation and then hiring
Nets situation
and then generally hiring Ime Udoka as the next head coach.
You mentioned that Kyrie is not a tradable asset. That's probably right. He is a cuttable asset, and there are a lot of people suggesting that at this point they would be better off doing that. What is your sense of that?
It just feels like if you're Josiah, you're all in right now. Like, here's what I am going to say. Is Ime Udoka a coach that can potentially change the culture? Yes. Does he give you a higher winning probability than Steve Nash? Yes. But it does feel like, and this is coming from New Jersey Nets fan, Greeny, it feels like the Nets are the black eye of the NBA. It feels like they are the most unlikable team maybe in the history of basketball. You tell me how you root for this team. I mean, there are a lot of questions around what happened with Kyrie over in the last couple months, over the last couple years, KD giving the ultimatum to Joe Tsai about, hey, it's either me, Steve Nash, or Sean Marks. People are asking, is there a coup going on? You bring Ime Udoka, and here's the thing about Ime Udoka. Like I said, great coach. But think about this for a second. The Boston Celtics gave him up with no trade compensation.
Yeah.
Zero trade compensation. They got a first-round pick for Doc Rivers in 2013. They didn't ask for anything. What's that say optically about where the Nets are right now, Green?
Yeah, and I think, by the way, the optics, he said black eye of the NBA and the most unlikable team in the history of basketball. I think hiring Ime Udoka, given the situation, I mean, he took a team to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did in the view of the Celtics was so egregious, they said, go sit over there. We're going to go with somebody else. How did the Nets now turn around and hire him?
Because the Nets, that's an off-the-court problem where he didn't do anything illegal. He did something immoral.
But not more than that. He unwanted advances are unwanted advances.
Right.
And there's no denying that that's what went on. And it must have been so bad that Boston said, go take a seat. How did the Nets turn around and hire him?
The flip side of that is, if it was consensual, which is in every story about this, they use the word consensual.
But they also use the words unwanted advances.
After it was consensual.
Correct. Unwanted
so if you
advances.
Get in, if you get involved, I remember a time when you were involved with somebody who kind of went off the deep
end. Yes, correct.
And I would,
she broke it off, I would have said, all right, moving on.
Right. But
I wouldn't keep contacting her and trying to get to her.
I think that because it's a non-basketball issue, it's off the court. And again, the key here is immoral but not illegal. It gives Brooklyn the cover to hire Udoka.
My God, it's the worst look in the world.
Michael, you have a problem with them hiring Udoka?
It's a touchy situation, sensitive situation. Immoral, not illegal. But if you're harassing someone, unwanted advances, isn't that illegal? Kind
no.
of.
That's not well, it's a workplace violation.
Yeah, it's a workplace violation.
Stalking. It's a stalking.
We don't know the details of it. I don't want to go too far. Yeah, exactly. But the words that keep coming up are unwanted advances.
Well, let's see. Am I upset that they hired him, being on suspension from another franchise? I mean, he apologized. He said he realized the error of his ways. He apologized, said he was wrong. I guess we got to move on and let a man try to come back. If he does it again, then you're doomed forever. But
well, I think if he does it again and it gets him fired, then he becomes untouchable.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it
just seems like the one-year suspension should have probably been honored in this case. And by the way, what's he want this job for? What does
Keep
anybody
in mind,
want this
he
job
worked there as an assistant.
You know, that's actually what? Something we what? Haven't talked
like
about.
Like, if I was Steve Nash, I know Steve Nash probably got fired and all that stuff, but I'm Steve Nash. I'm worth a couple $100 million for my playing career. Why the hell do I want to deal with Kyrie and Kevin Durant?
Well, he didn't know that was going to be this difficult. He thought they had a championship team.
But wouldn't you walk away? If you're Steve Nash and you're a Hall of Famer and you got all this money, don't you at some point say, oh, geez, these guys are petulant babies. I'm out of here.
All right, I'm going to say something. You guys are going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
The Nets are going to make the playoffs.
No way.
They should. I mean, they're so talented.
Yeah. They don't have any of their shooters right now.
And
Udoka, I don't think they're making the playoffs.
And Udoka is a good coach.
Yeah.
Are you counting the play-in as the playoffs?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Or are you saying the playoffs?
No, they'll be in the top 10.
Yeah, they'll be
in
there.
In the East.
They'll be there. And Udoka will turn things around for them. They respect him.
If I was Josiah, I'd cut Kyrie.
Well, he might. You never know.
See ya.
You know,
thanks for playing.
Just think about that, though. At 31, is his career over after this year?
There are a lot of people like, oh, you know, like over the summer, people wanted Kyrie. I'm like, don't you realize Kyrie is going to bring a whole bunch of distractions with him? Sure enough, here in the first 3 weeks of the season, all hell has broken
loose. It was
kind
of funny. I was telling you guys earlier, I listened to Bill Simmons' podcast a lot. And before this broke, before Kyrie tweeted that stuff about the movie, Simmons goes, I don't know what it's going to be, but you know Kyrie is going to do something to blow up your chemistry at some point. You know it's coming.
Yep. Do you think his career is over after this year?
I don't.
I don't think he's going to get a max deal anywhere or anything
not that
like
much.
That.
Yeah, but I think because he, and you, Michael, you've said it before, he might be the best one-on-one player in the league.
Best one-on-one player I've ever seen.
Now, talented that somebody will take him
but
on.
But I would not want him on my team.
Yeah, if you don't need him, no. You don't need the headaches.
I remember hearing this about Rasheed Wallace. Rasheed Wallace is such a headache.
Yeah.
And 1 year, Mace, Kobe was second in the NBA in technicals with 16.
Right.
Rasheed Wallace was first with 43.
Wow.
Yeah. Set the record.
Yeah. And nobody could get a hold of him. And I thought to myself, I would never want that guy on my team.
Right.
Never. And Detroit came in and they went, we'll take him. He's an unbelievable player. Michael, you lived near him, and you said when he's not upset, he's like the greatest guy.
Well, when he was up there in Portland getting those 40-something texts, his teammates loved him. He's a great teammate.
You know what's
great
weird?
Great guy.
Here's what's weird, too. So yesterday we were at the Rams trade deadline, and clearly the Rams need a running back. They missed out on McCaffrey, all that stuff. So part of me I definitely wanted the Rams to do something yesterday. They didn't end up doing something. But the one thing I'm glad they didn't do is to bring in Kareem Hunt.
Why?
Because of all the stuff goes with him.
But he's been a good citizen since then.
Yeah.
But
in football, people look the other way on stuff. Can he help us win kind of thing.
What about Mixon? Would you want Mixon from the Bengals?
Yeah, Mixon was more egregious than Hunt.
Yeah, Mixon was worse than Hunt. I'd prefer neither.
Yeah.
I'd prefer neither. It's sort of like when the Dodgers had traded for Aroldis Chapman, and then the details came out, and the Dodgers weren't in on Chapman.
Well, believe it or not, there's teams that wouldn't want Aaron Donald after that video came out about him swinging helmets at people, of course.
Really? You think that damages his reputation?
Bergman thought he should have been suspended.
Well, he should have been,
Well, suspended, but that's not... Yeah. Yeah.
Every team would line up for Donald. Send him to the Ravens, we'll take him.
For a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Who swung a helmet one time?
Well, is Kyrie a Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah. I think so. I don't know. This might hurt his chances, but he's definitely done enough to
be in
the Hall of Fame.
Won a title, multiple-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Basketball is very easy.
Gold
to
medals.
Yeah, sure. A lot of people do get into the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's the least selective Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get in.
Because it's not the NBA Hall of Fame. It's what you
throughout basketball. What you do worldwide in basketball. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, I'm curious from both of you guys. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel did something.
Got divorced?
A couple weeks ago. No. I will the opposite. I will tell you what it is, and I want to know if you guys would do the same coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. That's so funny. We were just talking about Laura, who is the associate producer for the afternoon show, and all I remember is Cappy saying, he smells delicious.
He's a good-looking guy.
All right, does this mean I won a ticket and $4, I think.
Let's
see. Three for three.
Three. Yeah, Ireland has won three times. Yep, that's a ticket. And nope, no dollar signs. This isn't a win.
No, yeah,
oh, yeah. $2. You won $4.
The rich get richer. You know,
Ireland, we're cleaning up. That's $9 we've won.
Do you need any more money, Ireland? Why do you just,
no.
You just keep making money?
No, I told my wife today, all I do is work. I'm sick of it. I'm moving. I'm going to move to Hawaii like Bergman did.
So if you won the $500 million a day, you could work.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because.
You'd keep the Lakers
job. You have too much energy.
You would still be the voice of the Lakers.
Right.
Well, yeah. I would definitely finish the year.
Yeah. No, but you would stay on. If the Lakers wanted you to stay on, you would stay on, even though you were half a billion dollars.
Let's find out. Somebody give me half a billion.
Yeah, half a billion. Bergman, you won the half a billion, lump sum. Would you be here tomorrow?
Yeah, I would.
You would.
Yep.
Because you enjoy what you do.
Yes. I love it.
It is a fun job.
It is the best job ever.
It's decidedly
unserious. Oh, man. I'd miss you guys.
What would you do if you won the $500 million? Would we see you again?
I'd miss you guys.
You'd disappear.
Yeah, later.
You'd be gone?
Yeah.
Jorge, I'll send you a postcard.
Wouldn't you buy like fancy video equipment and start shooting a movie or something like that?
No.
You
probably enjoy life like
sit around.
You just sit around all day drinking Corollas.
Well, maybe Modelos or whatever.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's just
get bored, man.
Jorge with a Michelada all day.
Yeah. I'd be like Billy Mack. I'd be dating a different starlet every week.
And maybe Kate Beckinsale will go out with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, $500 million.
$500 million.
Okay, so here's the question. Ready? Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. This summer, it has been revealed they went to Italy and they renewed their vows.
Nice.
Now, have you guys ever renewed your vows? Would you? Is it important? Is it meaningful to do?
Well, you got to be married legally in America first.
Sure.
I got married by a witch doctor,
of course,
in the Bahamas.
But, I mean, you're
you got married by a witch doctor.
You and Julie were not married.
So you're not really married anyway.
Were you?
Bahamas, in the jungles, baby.
No.
In loincloths.
Now, would you get married in the Bahamas?
No, some little courthouse up in Oregon.
Okay. Right. So would you ever renew your vows with Julie?
Nah, it's corny.
It's corny?
I'm with Michael.
Corny?
And it's a waste of money.
Yeah. Well, you could do a small, dinner party.
A little party.
Yeah, a small dinner party.
Throw a dinner party. I'm sure Lisa would be into it.
I would have been, if I had it to do over again, I would do a destination wedding.
Why? That's a hassle.
That limits the number of people that
exactly.
can go. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
See, my wedding, we said we're going to set it at 150 people.
Right.
Then we made a deal.
Okay.
Nobody gets invited that at least one of us hasn't met. All right, because
but what about Myrna's friends?
That's where I'm going.
Lisa's mom's friends.
So my mom then says, "Well, I need 8 more spots," and I said, "I don't have them. We're capped out." And Lisa and I paid for our own wedding,
right?
So she said, "Well, I'll pay for those 8 spots." I said, "No."
Who was going to pay? Lisa said she'd pay, or your
my
mom?
My mom offered to pay for her own guests if she could have
more
spots.
You are cheap, man. You are cheap.
So, no, we were set at 150. That's how many the venue
that is a
supposedly
huge wedding. That's
held.
A huge wedding.
So, anyway, my mom got so upset over it that I had to cave and let her 8 people in, even though I hadn't met some of these people. Then Lisa's grandfather pulls the same thing, goes, "I need 6 more spots." And Lisa goes, "We don't have them." He goes, "Well, I'm not coming if you don't give them to me."
Wow.
So we just like that, we had 15.
It was like a hostage situation.
Yeah. So we were plus 15. We're at 165.
Yep.
Even though we didn't have room, we didn't have the money. But you have to because it gets political.
It's funny. Juan and I have never had any interest in getting married.
Really? Why?
I don't blame you. It's a tremendous waste of money.
And, yeah. You know, I think part of it is that we know a lot of people that got married and then divorced right away.
So you guys are like Oprah and Stedman.
Right.
Oprah instead.
No,
exactly.
Mace, there's many, many examples. Meghan Markle
right.
lived with some guy for 6 years. They got married. It didn't last 6 months.
Yeah. Mm. I don't want to jinx
there's
it.
There's a guy at ESPN that had been with a guy for like 10 years. They got married. It didn't last 6 weeks.
Right.
You know, it's so it.
I don't want to jinx it. Like
right.
it's all going along really
I think
really
people
good.
Get freaked out
it.
Over the ring and being married and, you know, whatever.
It's too much. Too much. Jorge, would you and Brenda ever renew your vows?
I think so, yeah.
How long have you been married?
3 years.
Oh, you need to wait longer. You don't need to renew
Well,
your
I've been
vows,
married 20 and I ain't doing it.
I mean,
so
we've been
can...
together for 11, but married for
Oh, 30. You've been together for 11?
Yeah.
Do you celebrate the day you met or the day you got married?
It's the same day.
See, that's the way it is for me and Ron, too. We met on January 1st.
What was your opening line to her?
You know what the good on you?
No.
Me.
No,
that's probably.
You know did
what,
it hurt?
You know what, no, you know what? It hurt.
When you fell from heaven?
No, you know what it was? She, I, I got introduced to her. So at the bar, she's sitting at the bar.
Yep.
And she says, "How old are you?" And I said, "I'm old enough to buy you a drink. What do you want?" And that's what it was.
Oh,
sounds like,
nice.
Sound like a man.
Never. Exactly.
That's right. You took charge, Jorge. Yeah. I like that.
What wasn't your opening line, Michael, something like, "I'm a Laker. What else you need to
exactly.
know?"
Exactly. Want tickets? I'm a Laker. You want tickets?
What was your opening line to Lisa?
Tell him, DeAndre. That's all it takes, DeAndre, when you're a Laker.
She walked by when she was in the news department at the television station I worked at, and she walked by when I told one of the interns. He said, "Hey, do you want to put women's basketball highlights in the show?" And I said, "In general, yeah. we're not putting anything on TV that I can do better than the participants."
Right. Oh.
So Lisa was walking by at that exact moment. First word she ever said to me. Pig. So you're kind of a pig, are you?
Yeah, that really is. That is a piggy thing to say. Yeah.
Chauvinist.
Yeah, that is completely
but
chauvinist.
Then I talked her into going out with me, and the rest is history.
Nice. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you is Bobcat Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Michael Thompson hanging out today.
Got it's game of games.
Game of games, and Pepe's coming on, right?
Pepe's coming on. He's going to be mad because it's not multiple choice.
Oh, no. It's name is a buzzer?
Yep. Michael, it's not fair.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Chris and Amanda. All right, so Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I told you how good he was going to be.
Oh, boy. Here goes Michael again with one of his quarterbacks. Yeah.
He's better than Tiger Vahulua.
Said you told us how good Tim Tebow was going to be, too.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead, Greg.
Go ahead, Greg.
Was on GQ Sports and talked about how he spent his first $1 million from the NFL. He did a lot of charity, helped family, got jewelry, and all the other things that you would put would you spend $1 million on. But he put $835,000 of it into savings. Smart move by him.
Yeah.
How did you spend your first million?
First million?
Well, Michael, your first contract was only for $250,000, yeah. right?
Okay, it was more of a joke. How would you spend your first million?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question, Bergman. I got $250 a year back in 1978 when the tax rate at the time was 78% for me. But so I signed a 5-year 78% when I came into the league for guys in my tax bracket. But when I got that kind of money around, I gave some to my parents to help towards their new home. But I wasn't a big spender. I had a free car from the Blazers, from a car dealership out there, and I leased a Cadillac Seville Brown with tan interior. I was sharp. I looked like Superfly.
Nice.
And I'm not a big money spender, so I'd put it away just like Jalen did.
I am also extremely frugal. Mm-hmm. It's funny, my nephew asked me how he's doing in terms of money. I said, if you should be putting money in your 401k as early as possible, like the sooner the better. I'm a big saver. We're not very spendy at my house. So my first million, probably most of it would go into savings. Oh, here comes Ireland.
What did you
He's got that
how?
Look on his face.
No,
he's got that smart ass look.
No. Mine was very simple, Greg. I got my first million. I married Delisa Ireland, and it just magically disappeared.
That's true.
She could spend $1 million in her sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bergman, your first million, what'd you do with it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm still waiting on that day.
Yeah.
All my entire life. Let's see. So I think I would spend a lot of it on, you know, getting a house, putting money away for Riley's college,
That's
doing
good.
Things like that. But then I would put a lot of it away. I think I'd put at least half of it.
Yeah, I think saving is underrated, man. Oh, yeah. I know it's not as much fun.
Yeah.
But it is super underrated, and it does help you out down the line.
Jorge,
first million?
Oh, same here, no.
What'd you do with your first million?
I would get a house, like Bergman.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter through college and all that stuff.
Yeah. All the normal all the stuff. Cool stuff. I did take care of, I have been able to take care of my mom and my dad and both of my brothers and stuff, so a little like you.
Greg, one word for when you get your first million.
Eris?
Crypto.
Crypto!
No.
Crypto's still $20,000 a coin.
Payson will not get off. He will be the last one on the Titanic.
$20,000 for each one of those coins.
Look at DeAndre back there. He's thinking, I'm going to get me some Mr. T chains. Right, DeAndre? I know it. You would, boy. You'd be laid out in your jewelry.
I remember. You guys remember Maurice?
Go ahead, DeAndre. What would you do with your million when you first get your first million?
I'm spending all of it, to be honest with you. No, I'm just saying.
You young boys.
So, DeAndre, when
there you go.
The Clippers used to have a player named Maurice Taylor, first-round draft pick out of Michigan. And when he's a rookie, I remember interviewing him, and as a joke, I say to him, I go, "Hey, you just made your first $1 million. What are you going to do?" He goes, "I'm putting it away because I'm not." He said exactly what Mason said. He goes, I'm very frugal. I'm not a big spender. I go, and just as a throwaway, I said, so I'm not going to see you with a giant diamond M around your neck this year when you come back for your second season? He goes, no, that's not me. I said, all right, thanks for the visit, blah, blah, blah. Swear to God.
Came back with a giant diamond M?
Yep.
Uh-huh. DeAndre, you'll have a big old D around
it's
your neck.
So
and diamonds.
So tempting.
I'm looking like Floyd Mayweather.
I'm surprised you don't have a giant diamond M. That
DeAndre,
you
let's
wear.
Ask DeAndre to tell us what he there he goes. DeAndre, what'd you do with your first million? What are you going to do with your first million?
To be honest with you, honestly, getting back to my parents.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people. That's what you should do.
Yeah, that's very nice.
A young man with common sense.
Yes, yes. Nice.
Bobcat.
All right, so I got a jury summons yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's such an awful envelope to get, and you just it drains all the joy out of your life, right, mm-hmm. when you open it. It's just very upsetting.
Are you going to serve?
So yeah, of course. So how do you feel about jury duty? Hate it or one of those perform your civic duty type people?
Last time I did jury duty, I was the foreman. I kind of liked it.
What was the case?
It was a hit and run where a guy's claiming he got whiplash and was right. suing for damages. Okay. But we determined,
yes,
because we were a very astute jury, that the guy made the whole thing up. didn't give him a dime.
The foreman has the most power.
Yeah. Well, although they got mad at me, I said, all right, I know we're supposed to deliberate, but I think we just listened to the whole case. We probably all have, let's go around the room and just feel out where everybody's
at. So you polled the room.
And somebody stopped me because you're not allowed to do that.
It is true.
Oh, jeez. There's always one of them in a crowd.
You have to deliberate. So we deliberated, but we knocked the whole thing out in a couple hours.
I don't know why my address is wrong. I've never gotten a jury summons. But I would do it because I know it is your civic duty. Michael, have you ever been on a jury?
No, and nothing happens if you ignore it, right?
Oh, I think it's...
No, nothing.
Something could happen.
Yeah, something could happen.
I don't know. I always respond to it, so...
If I get one, I'm... hey, jury...
Well, if I did, I'd do like... Remember that episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm and Larry David didn't want to serve on a jury? And it was a black defendant?
Yeah.
You know what he said?
Oh, that's right.
Although...
I just don't like black people. that's how he got out of it.
I know, it's just ridiculous. I have a friend of mine who is a white guy who is the most liberal friend I have.
Okay.
When he plays golf, he walks around in a BLM hat. You know, he's like super sympathetic to George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement.
Sure.
So he gets, but my friend, he's an older white guy who looks just like Stanley Tucci. So picture
okay, so he's bald and
loves
Italian food.
Right. Yeah. Literally, Italian wine, whole thing. So he goes in and it's same thing, Michael, black defendant. And I go, oh man, if Patrick gets on the jury, it's going to be, you know, he's going to have a totally sympathetic thing. They took one look at him. They went, old white guy,
out.
Bounced him.
Nice.
And they didn't even know he would have been their like secret weapon.
Right.
So it's the old, you can't judge a book by its cover thing.
Bobcat.
What you got, Jorge?
Oh, yeah, so... Sorry,
your turn.
Wake up, Jorge.
Brenda gave me crap yesterday because I said Jingle All the Way was my favorite Christmas movie growing up.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So what is your favorite Christmas movie? Not since we got into Christmas.
The best Christmas movie of all time is Love Actually, which Mason did not get until... Juan dragged him to Love Actually, the play, and now you get it, right?
Love Actually is my favorite Christmas movie. Hands down, it is...
it's fantastic.
It's fantastically schmaltzy.
What's yours?
Home Alone.
That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
Apparently. You like Home Alone better than It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, heck yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life's pretty good.
No man is poorer to his friends.
It's a Wonderful Life is a close second.
It is great.
But for me...
Jingle All the Way, Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. That's the best one.
That is ridiculous.
Probably at the bottom.
Bergman, what's yours?
The song you keep playing featured prominently in Love Actually.
But not licensed to the people who did the live stage
show.
Right,
so you won't hear it.
And they're not doing the show this year at the Wallace Theater.
Why?
It's just not scheduled. They're touring or something. But that's I saw it 3 years
you
in
know
a
who
row.
Really, you know, I saw it 2 years in a row. And you know who really was going to go this year?
Oh, who?
Cranston.
Oh, was he?
He says it's his wife's favorite
movie. Neil Everett. For some reason, I bumped into Neil Everett twice at...
Sports Center anchor
Love
legend
Actually.
Neil Everett.
Yeah.
I always like the Feel It In My Fingers, Feel It In My Toes song.
Yeah. That's Billy Mack.
Yeah, Billy Mack. Yeah.
Bobcat.
All right, so Jennifer Lawrence recently told the New York Times that Adele told her not to do the movie Passengers, which was a space movie.
I love that movie.
Of course.
course
that
you
was
did.
A great
no,
movie.
No, you haven't seen
have
it.
Have you guys seen it?
No.
You oh, have?
Where yes. have you oh, seen it?
I love it. It's on HBO, one of them stations.
Yeah. Love Passenger it. Starring Jennifer
yep.
Lawrence.
That's a great movie.
Is it?
All right, so
it
what's the question, movie. Greg?
But she did it anyway, and she should have. And she said she should have listened to Adele.
Why?
Is there anything in your life where someone told you to do something or not do something, and you didn't listen, but you wish you did?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Such as?
Well, the one that pops into my head right away is Mason and I got suckered in two deals.
Yeah.
The first one was these horse racing handicappers came to us and said, the rules prohibit us from being the name owner of a racehorse. So we want you in Ireland, they came to Mason and I, and they said, we want you two idiots to be the name partners on this racehorse, but you only have to buy 5%, 2.5% each. So we did it. Our horse runs, it was a maiden, is that what you call the female horse? Filly?
Filly.
She wins her first race going away. And we think, oh,
we're going to the Breeders' Cup.
We're going to the Kentucky Derby. This is like, and then the bills started to come. Horse trailer, horse dentist.
Why do you guys?
Horse.
Well,
because
that's
we
a fair
got
question.
Suckered. They said you know, because we thought we'd pay 5% of the bills.
Yeah.
I think we paid 100%, 50% each.
Right.
And we got out of it as soon as we could but get out of it, but we lost our shirts.
But let me say this, just and I know you're going to tell another story, but Jonathan Hardoon.
Yeah. Janice Goldinger.
Yeah, Janice Golder. Jonathan gave me picks when I went to Del Mar.
Yeah. Paid for the whole thing.
Paid for the whole thing.
Yeah, they were really good
really
to us.
Smart.
The other story is before it was a thing, some guy said, internet radio, streaming sports radio over the internet is going to be huge. And Mason and I got in on the ground floor with this company. And
that son of a...
Well, do you think it was a Ponzi scheme? Now, looking back, do you think he just took our money and then convinced somebody else to...
Well, what's weird is I started doing a show.
Right.
Right? And then it just... The plug got pulled. I think he just ran out of dough. I don't think he got enough money up front to be
yeah.
able to survive.
Well, we lost our shirts on that,
too. I think it was before its time.
Yep.
You know, for me, I told Bergman this story earlier, but Jim Lampley, when I was working over at Fox Sports Radio, told me once, Mace, don't ever let him know you're smart. It's good advice. And by the way, I talked to him recently, and I brought that up, and I said, there's really no danger of that.
Yeah, but what's weird is he is known as being really
and
smart.
And here's the thing. He thinks it hurt him in the business.
In what way?
That he's too smart.
Too smart for the room.
Too smart for the room.
I know that in
there's no danger of that with me.
In political campaigns, yep. they often will say if you're running somebody's like Greg Bergman's running for president, they would say to you, hey, don't come across as the smart guy.
Yeah.
You need to be more folksy.
You've got that down
yeah,
pat.
It's pretty easy.
Like
for
they
me.
Told
yeah.
Bill Clinton, play down to the people. Don't play you know, Bill Clinton went to Harvard. But,
did he?
Yeah. But they told him, hey, be a good old boy, and that'll get you elected. And he got elected twice. So that there is something to what Lampley is selling.
I'm trying to think. Any other bad advice? Bad advice. Bad advice.
Michael, do you look at your stint playing in Italy as something you regret?
Oh, no, I loved it. I wanted to go back. I was only there for 1 year. And my Italian
didn't they stiff
back.
You?
Yeah, they stiffed me $210,000.
Really?
But it was worth the stiff because I had a great time over there. Met some great fans, ate some great pasta, drank some good coffee.
So,
it was worth it.
Wait, listen to this. So, okay. Michael, they short him the 200 plus
yeah.
grand. So he goes over there to confront him.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
They gave me another check.
Yeah.
Because they were supposed to wire the money to me initially. Oh, Michael, be so sorry. Be so sorry. You know, that old Italian stuff. Here's a yeah. check. Here's yes. a check. Take it back.
Here's a check.
I take it away.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Yeah. Pasta. Anyway, that's how they talk. I go back to Oregon, put the money in the bank. It's an international check, so it takes about 10 days to clear. So I said, oh, boy, $210,000 is going to clear next week. Bank calls me up about 10 days later. Michael, sorry, but that check's no good.
He flew all the way over there to get his money. And
we are sorry, Michael.
I know.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what should I do? And somebody ties says, leave it alone because the owner was kind of like mafia ties. So just leave it alone.
Oh, yeah. I would love to leave Cosa Nostra.
You would be in a Godfather movie.
Yeah, exactly. Don't mess
I didn't
want
to have cement feet, if
yes.
you know what I mean.
Yes. Bergman, anybody give you bad advice?
Yeah, no, they gave me good advice, that I didn't take. My ex-wife's mother told me not to marry her.
Oh.
Your ex?
Whoa, really?
Mom
why?
Said,
in what,
don't
in what
marry?
Context?
She's like, don't do it. It's not the right move. You should not marry her. And I said,
seriously?
No, that's fine.
It'll
do
be
it anyway.
Fine.
Why did
it'll
she
be
say
great.
What was the reason?
Well, I mean, we're divorced, Michael.
She's crazy. She said what? My daughter's crazy?
The mom knew the daughter was half a cup of crazy?
We get along now.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe not after this segment.
No, probably not.
But it was all worth it because you got a beautiful daughter.
Yeah, you got a beautiful daughter.
Yes,
Riley.
Exactly.
Yes.
Did Riley have anything to do with why you got married? Did your wife get pregnant?
No, we got married before.
Yes.
She was totally on purpose.
Sometimes that... Guys, so you would do it again.
That happens in my family.
You would do it again because Riley's worth it, right?
Yes, I would go back and do it again because of Riley. Yep.
Yeah, my 100%. Family's got more than a chair of shotgun weddings.
Really? they specialize in the shotgun.
Oh, Bobcat.
All right, is that it?
It's over.
All right. All right. Coming up next, Michael, do you know what a mentalist is?
Yeah, somebody like David Blaine, right?
Well, he's a magician.
Oh.
Mentalist is
am a mentalist.
Yeah.
You are not a mentalist. I can tell.
You are not.
Oh, you could tell. Right? People could tell you what you're thinking.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Mason, yesterday he was thinking about donuts. Right now you're thinking about weed. See, I'm a mentalist.
You're wrong, because right now I'm thinking about Christmas! All right. Coming up next for you, the Seattle Seahawks have brought a mentalist in and did something really, really amazing. We'll play it for you coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.